Blog Talk Radio.
To all my fellow citizens of this great nation, with profound gratitude and great humility, I accept your nomination for President of the United States. In this election, we are ready to believe again.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We want to welcome you to our Election Day on-air party. We are so excited. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like electricity is in the air. People are excited. People are at the polls. And we just want to give you, the listeners, an opportunity, if you want to call in and give a shout-out or talk about your experience at the polls, we just wanted to give you that opportunity to do that. And I'm so excited here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to be on air and to really share this historic event with all of you. I'm also excited because I have a co-host tonight. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor co-host. I have a co-host tonight on air with me right now, and I'm going to bring her to the mic, and that is none other than Christina Griffin Harrison. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are so excited to have you co-hosting the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show today.
Oh, thanks. And I would like to let everybody know, if you haven't voted, run to the polls because you have until 7 o'clock to put your vote in.
That's right. If you are here in the Richmond Tri-Cities area listening to us live, get out and go to the polls. You can come back and listen to the rest of the show another time because, remember, all of our shows are saved online as a podcast. So if you're listening to us, just like Christina said, get off the computer and go vote. All right. So, Tina, when did you actually vote today?
Well, I actually voted at 4 p.m. today.
Okay.
And it wasn't that bad because I went right in and came right out. But I went this morning to vote at 5:30.
A.m.
And it's almost 300 people lined up already.
Wow. Before the polls even open.
Yeah, before the polls were open. So they had to be out there at least at 4 because it was lines going all around the building like twice.
Wow. And people, were they waiting? Were they standing there patiently? How were they acting?
Oh, they were patient. Everybody was calm. It wasn't no confusion. Everybody, no pushing, no yelling. Everybody was just standing there waiting their time to cast a vote.
Wow.
Young people, old people, middle-aged people, everybody was just waiting to cast a vote.
I think that's what's been, like, really the difference with this election is that, of course, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show supports Barack Obama. Yes, we do. And I think that him being one of the candidates, the viable candidates that is running, and we pray he wins, he has really been able to attract a wide range of different people. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. He's been attracting a whole lot of people, different races, and it's so. And he's bringing unity among everybody.
Right.
That's what we need in America today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so funny because I'm gonna tell on your husband, because your husband said the other day, he was like, my wife is just in love with Obama. That's all I hear is Obama, Obama. So we're putting your husband on blast right now. Yes, I am. I'm putting him on blast right now since he's a little bit jealous of Obama. But you have been following through the primaries, through everything. You've been really following Obama. And what kind of, to you, like, what made you really get drawn to him?
Well, I really didn't pay much attention to elections until this year because he has his voice draws people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're looking at the primaries and everything, you saw people just sitting there in a calm fashion, listening to him.
Right.
And it was like all different kind of people and races. They were just listening calmly, and it made you think, if this powerful man, young man, can draw all these people and bring unity, that's someone we need in the White House today.
I agree.
And no matter what people said about him that was negative, he stayed on the fact on what he was going to do. He talked about how he was going to change, make change. And we only can let him make change alone. It has to depend on us. We need to make change ourselves. So
right.
Starting today, we all need to make a change in the way we live, in the way we act, in the way we carry ourselves. And we need to work with him. It doesn't just stop today.
Right.
We have to continue to work with him to make this a better world. We just need to continue to bring unity among everybody.
Great. I think you said that so well, that we individually and collectively in our communities and locally, statewide, you know, all of that, we have to figure out a way how to make the country better. And, you know, even though we are praying that he wins tonight, that we find out and tomorrow we can save President Barack Obama, you know, it doesn't mean that all troubles and all problems will automatically disappear tomorrow, no matter who wins. No matter which candidate is elected, doesn't mean that the stock prices are going to jump back up and that the gas prices are going to continue to drop, although we are glad the gas prices are dropping. It doesn't mean that things are going to overnight automatically change, but that we all have to try to make a difference. So I'm glad you said that. So we got to talk about, you brought up the negativitation that came out during this election. So we certainly have to talk about Ms. Palin. So I think what's interesting when she came on the scene is that what was portrayed over the media, in my opinion, was that she just came out kind of like saying what Obama couldn't do and what he wasn't able to do and what he wasn't qualified to do, and just kind of like a negative slant to me. And so, you know, my thing was, well, I don't even know who you are, and I don't even know what you stand for, what you represent, and you just came out of the gate just bashing the other candidates. So I think that's what kind of turned me off with Ms. Palin.
Yeah, Palin was, you know, you can't draw people with negativity when people are looking for positive things in their lives,
mm-hmm.
positive changes. People are tired of going through different situations and struggling. So they don't want to hear what's not going to be done or what somebody else going to do. They want to know what you can do to make
right.
the change. And McCain and Palin, you know, I'm glad they ran against Obama, but their campaign didn't draw people to them because everything was about what Obama said he was going to do, but they never told us what they were going to do.
Right.
How were they going to make a big change and help us out? So I think that with a lot of negativity, people turn their ear away from. They like to hear positive things,
right.
things that will make them, give them hope and success. And that's what Obama has done, giving us hope and success for the future.
And
we just need to live up to our part so that we can get that hope and success.
I agree. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio, heard all around the World Wide Web. We're so glad to have you tuned in today to our election on-air party, and I have a stunning, fabulous co-host with me today, Ms. Christina Griffin-Harrison, who is joining me, and we're just chit-chatting. The phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and share maybe your experience at the poll or just give any kind of shout-out you have about this election overall. And the call-in number is area code 347-945-5907. Welcome to those that are in the chat room also. We're glad to have you. So, you know what's interesting, though, Christina, is that now they're saying that Palin is really looking to run for president the next time around. So this was just kind of to set her up. What do you think about that?
Well, she would like to probably run for president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, she's not ready for vice president. And I think it takes more than 4 years to be ready for the presidency. You know, and then she has a lot of family problems that she's about to deal with, that she has to, you know,
uh-huh.
first get your family, you know, in order.
Right.
Because you're going to have this child that you're going to need your loving care. You know, I believe she loved the world and she just want to make changes. But first, get your house straight, your family straight. Take care of your own, and then you can go out and do, you know.
All
but
right.
You can't win presidency on negativity.
Well, all right. I think
and,
that
you know,
says
you can't
it.
Keep trying to pull skeletons out of somebody's closet when you have just as many in yours.
And we all have skeletons in the closet. You just got to look far enough back in your closet. So, you know, something else that was really crazy that happened here in Virginia, again, I know we have listeners from all across the World Wide Web, but people were putting out flyers in Virginia that said Republicans vote on Tuesday, November 4th, and Democrats vote on Wednesday, November 5th. So certainly if you are listening and you got that flyer and you have not heard by now that everyone votes on November 4th, we need you to get off of the computer, get off the telephone, and go vote, certainly. But they did publicize that false information was being, distributed around. And so certainly we know where that came from. And I think when you have to stoop to that type of tactic, you're really nervous. That's what I get from it. Is that you're really kind of nervous. And then also people were putting out, there were emails and things going around saying that if you had past due traffic tickets that you could potentially be arrested at the polls and just a whole bunch of different stuff. Did you hear about those kind of things?
Yeah, well, I've talked to a lady today, and she said that some Republican people were going through the neighborhood telling a lot of the Hispanics, because they really don't understand a lot of English,
mm-hmm.
that if they voted and if somebody in their household was an immigrant, then they couldn't vote, you know, so don't even go to the poll, trying to scare them away.
Right.
But like the lady I was talking to said that, you know, people are doing it now, but this year it's not scaring anybody. Because
right.
everybody, you know, we're tired of being set back and, you know, pushed to the side and everybody trying to threaten us not to come forth. But she said, this year, people's not going to pay it no mind because it's more different.
Wow.
And if everybody sticks together, it will be a difference.
Amazing, amazing. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and our on-air Election Day party. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back to the show. Thank you very much.
Are you over 40 and single? Do you get the feeling that the younger generation is having all the fun? It doesn't have to be that way. You can join Living Single, an organized community of single men and women all over age 40 who enjoy a network of goods, services, support, and social interaction. Living Single consultants link with community resources to plan or access social events, outings, and gatherings based on the interests of its members. At Living Single, you'll have the opportunity to participate with other singles that share your interests. If you'd like information on how to join Living Single, call 804-901-4948. You'll have access to group activities at discount rates, group travel at reduced rates, newsletters, exclusive events, and a community of people who share your interest. More than 50% of men and women over 40 are single. It's time to get connected. Call Living Single today at 804-901-4948. That's 804-901-4948.
Hi, I'm Elliot Yamin. There are many faces of diabetes. Nearly 21 million children and adults in the United States are living with diabetes, and another 54 million people are at risk. But those aren't the only faces affected by diabetes. If you are a parent or a loved one caring for someone with diabetes, your face is in the picture too. November is American Diabetes Association Month, and the American Diabetes Association needs your help in the fight against diabetes. Let's all work together to prevent another face we love from developing this serious disease. Please call 1-800-DIABETES or visit diabetes.org. For more information.
Every day you're exposed to millions of germs at school, work, stores, and other public places. With cold and flu season approaching, take steps to keep yourself and others healthy. When you cough or sneeze, cover it with a tissue or your elbow. Wash your hands frequently with soap and warm water. Wash for 20 seconds. If you don't have access to water, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. When you're sick, stay home so you can get better and keep others from getting sick too. Stop germs. Stay healthy. A message from King County and Public Health Seattle, King County.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am your host, Charvette. We're glad to have all of you tuning in today, and also I'm glad to have my special co-host today, Christina, on the line. Again, welcome to the show, Christina. Glad to have you. All right, so let's continue this on-air election day party. So Virginia is, we're broadcasting out of Virginia, out of Richmond, Virginia. So Virginia is one of the swing states now. So our votes are like really, really critical. Have you checked the news? Have you been looking at any of the news to kind of see what they've been saying?
Well, I'm going to wait till like 7 o'clock when all the votes are in to see, you know. It doesn't matter, you know, if he wins, if he does not win. Whoever wins, we still need to hold them up and keep unity.
Right.
He started unity among everybody. Let's keep it among, no matter who try to cause distraction. And, you know, we need to pull each ourselves together and keep the unity that he has put into this election.
Oh, okay, I totally agree. And it was really interesting, the rally, the Democratic rally that was in Richmond, Virginia not too long ago. That was last week, I believe, when Senator Barack Obama was in Richmond. And there were people everywhere, and it was just like electricity in the air.
Yes, the rally in Oregon, I was looking at that. It was everywhere, all in boats, and you couldn't even see the land for people.
And it was all kind of nationalities. It looked to me like more non-African Americans in the, especially and particularly in the Oregon rally, where it was all those people. So it's definitely a drawing card of all kind of races.
It was. People have to realize dreams come true.
Right.
You know, and Martin Luther King dreamed this years ago for today. In his time, it wasn't the time he was living in. He dreamed that for today. So we just realize it and live in the dream.
Right, exactly. And he really, I mean, looking at, like, when you see him speak, especially the acceptance speech, for those that heard the beginning of the show, there were a couple of snippets from the Democratic convention when he did his official acceptance of the position to run for presidency. It made you teary-eyed. It just made you really teary-eyed of just, again, the electricity and just the positive vibe and the change that I think people are looking for. People are looking for change. And Oprah's show today was really interesting. She had people put on, they had white T-shirts that said, "I am voting for," and then was kind of fill in the blank. And it wasn't a candidate. It was, they were voting for things. Some people had, "I'm voting for health care." Some people had, "I'm voting for education." Some people said, "I'm voting for peace, for love." And, you know, she really took a different approach. So I thought that was really, really neat that it wasn't, "I'm voting for Republican," "I'm voting for Democratic," or a candidate. It was, you know, what is it that impacts your life and that it, you know, is going to, you know, help you in your life, and what do you want to change?
Yes. And I give a shout out to all those that were 18, the teenagers, 18
yes.
to 20 to 30, that went out and voted. You know, it was so exciting just to see them out putting
exactly.
in their vote for, you know, change.
Exactly, exactly. And, I mean, people that had never voted before, some that were older that weren't, you know, necessarily teens, there were people that were older who hadn't voted before, and they were like, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and vote because I feel like my vote will make a difference. A lot of times people feel
right.
like, well, it's just one vote, but clearly we saw in the last election that it came down to numbers, you know, very small numbers, and so that your vote definitely does count.
Because people felt like it don't matter whether we vote or no, they're going to put in office who they want to put. You know, our voice really doesn't matter.
Right.
But Obama made them feel like that they were a part of, you know, the United States, that they had input, that their voices would be heard. And most of them liked that because they felt like they could be helped.
Right. Cool. I just got a text message from one of our correspondents out in the field who is working the polls in Falls Church, and she said the polls have died down a little bit up there. Things are busy earlier, but things have died down. It seems like people really got out early. And then the rain, you know, hopefully the rain did not deter people from getting out and voting. So, again, if you are in the Richmond, Virginia area, if you're on the East Coast, you still potentially have time to vote depending on where you are. And for those that are listening on the West Coast, you certainly have a couple more hours to vote. If you have not already voted, we want you to go out and vote. Again, this is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and I have my lovely, stunning, and magnificent co-host today, Christina. All right. So now you said once before that you wouldn't mind being one of the delegates, that you wouldn't mind being a delegate.
Yeah, I politics, so well, I like it a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, and this year was the first time I really paid attention to it.
Uh-huh.
And how much impact it makes in people's lives.
Right.
And, you know, and a delegate can really help change some people's way of thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and voting. And, you know, delegates like kind of like pull you to the right side. I just was, it was very interesting. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to be a delegate just to be in the midst of saying, you know, this is who you need to vote for, you know, and passing out brochures and just being there.
Cool. I think that's great. Anyone that can jump in and volunteer. A friend of mine also volunteered at the polls. My mother used to volunteer a lot at the polls. So certainly there are a lot of things that you can do to help your community and help support. And, again, this election year, we're so excited. We can't wait to hear the decision 2008, they're calling it. So I know throughout the rest of the night we'll continue to get the early results from the polls of what they are saying. And tomorrow, definitely by tomorrow, we will have the decision. We do want to remind you that the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is on air tomorrow, a special segment Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be interviewing an author. Her name is Kim Brooks, and her first book was He's Fine, But Is He Saved? Oh, y'all not ready. And then she did a sequel called He's Saved, But Is He For Real? So we are going to be talking to Ms. Kim Brooks. She was actually just featured in Gospel Today magazine, their October issue. She's one of the featured articles in there. So we're going to be talking to her tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So remember, any shows that you missed from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, you can go back in the archives and listen to all of the shows. We also have a community news spotlight we want to let you know about. That if you are in Richmond, Virginia, this weekend in the Tri-Cities area, you can come out and hear Bishop Hezekiah Walker this Friday, and that's November 7th right here in Richmond, Virginia, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. He's the guest speaker for the Friday night anniversary worship service for Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. We give a big shout-out.
Yes. Go, Chief.
Yes, we give a big shout-out. Again, that's Bishop Hezekiah Walker. You can hear him this Friday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The service will be held at Mount Zion Holy Church, and that's located at 3401 Chapel Drive in Richmond, Virginia. Again, that's Bishop Hezekiah Walker. This Friday, November 7th in Richmond, Virginia at 7 p.m., he's the guest speaker for the Friday night anniversary worship service for Chief Apostle Olive Brown. The service starts at 7:30 p.m., and the service is held at Mount Zion Holy Church on 3401 Chapel Drive, Richmond, Virginia. All right. So, Christina, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. It was so fun to have you on the air with me. You know, I'm going to have to bring you back. What kind of other topics do you want to talk about?
Girl, I don't know.
We'll have to find something spicy. For now, you got the hang of it. So you're a superstar. You got the hang of it, and you'll be working it out next time. I'm just toss the mic over to you and say, go for it.
Thank you.
Again, we're so glad to have you joining me on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And ladies and gentlemen, again, if you ever want to check out any of our past shows, please go to our official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. You can join our e-blast list, and you can also check out all of the past shows. We've had wonderful guests such as Thelma from Good Times, Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We've had Dr. Medina Pullins. Oh, my goodness, co-pastor Susie Owens. We've had just a phenomenal amount of people. We had Sherry Addison from BET's Sunday's Best, which they have a new competition coming out. Next week's show, next Tuesday, we're going to talk to Stephen Ford. He is a Grammy Award-winning producer, songwriter. He has a music symposium coming in 2009, so we've got a lot of great things lined up for you. Again, Christina, any final comments for our guests and for our listeners?
Yes, I would like to say keep Obama up in our prayers. Everybody just pray for him at least an hour a day so he can have continuous prayer all around the clock these 4 years while he's in office. And we need to just support him and change, make change work in ourselves as well as in the White House.
Outstanding. I think that says it all. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the show out with a song called Love Conquers Everything, which was a MySpace tribute to Barack Obama by Caleb Johnson. Again, Love Conquers Everything, and it was the MySpace tribute to Barack Obama. Until we meet again, peace and love.
Love always protects. Love always. Put up.